Standing on God's Promises. That's been our teaching series here on Power Walk with Dr. Paul Cannings. What meaning and strength can we find for each day when we stand on God's Word? Pastor Cannings encourages us to continually fix our eyes on God, whether the trials come at us from the world or from the enemy. Here he is now with today's message, Trust God in the Bad.
You know, I like a lot of action movies, and one of the ones that, you know, triggered me, several of them, but one of the ones that just really I gravitate to years ago was Rocky. You can hit him, beat him. As long as he's moving, he's coming back fighting. And he's going to keep fighting and fighting until you just flat have to knock him cold out. It's kind of like looking at a Chuck Norris movie in the Vietnam War and people put in this prison camp and see death and carnage all around them, trying to scare them and keep them humbly serving and never giving any trouble, but never lost his focus, never stopped trying to find a way to escape and to come back and to release the men that were still alive to get them out of there. Never stop. I believe that's why Christ would tell us, fix your eyes on me, not keep looking at me. Not be concerned and just pray to me, but fix your eyes. Not stare at me. Fix. It's like putting a log or a big beam into the ground and putting cement around it. It's not moving. He's saying, fix your eyes on me. Well, folks, this is what I see in the story of Bathsheba. We find this in verse 30 of 1 Kings chapter 1. This is what we find. Even as I swear unto thee, by the Lord. This is David talking of Israel, saying, assuredly, Solomon, my son, shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne in my stead. Even so will I certainly do this day. Nathan has come to her. Nathan has said, if you don't do anything, Adonijah will kill you and Solomon. And what God wants to do in Solomon's life is over. You have to act. There's urgency. She goes to David. She gets into his presence. Adonijah comes in. Adonijah then, apparently he left after she's brought back in. And David is now talking to her. Now, let us put ourselves in a situation if she didn't fix. Adonijah is going to kill you if you don't. This is a scenario. Adonijah is going to kill you if you don't do something, because he is making himself king. He's got a big old party going on. He's coronated himself. He is set and ready to take this thing over and to go about things his way. So in the minute that happens and David dies, y'all are dead. Really? I'm out of here. Let me just pick up my stuff, gather my stuff, get all the wealth I can that is due to me as a widow when the king dies, and I'm out. God, I have had enough of this family. I have had enough of this dysfunctional stuff with Absalom and Tamar and all of these struggles going on, taking all of David's concubines and openly showing the whole city that he's going to sleep with them and all these crazy things that has happened. This family is crazy. I'm out. I'm finally free. Been abused by your daddy. Oh, no. Thank you, prophet. Thanks for coming to my house. Thanks for God leading you and talking to me. I'm so glad you're concerned. Help me pack, please. You know, that's how some of us would run. We would find an escape because the abuse of the past, we always saw people do in that abuse and in that struggle is to run. When trouble comes, run. They don't stay to fight. They don't stay to work through the relationship, pray over it, none of these things. They may even move to another city. So because that past is our present, and we didn't stop it when it came, when we brought it into the house by stopping, we run. That's not Bathsheba. And folks, this woman has gone through, as we've listed, most of the abuse she's been through. We haven't known what it was like for her every day, having to be around a man who killed her husband. I don't know if she ever figured that out, found that out. How do you deal with that? How do you deal with being a wife to this man who chooses to sleep with you? And then when you lose your first son, he comes in to comfort you and be with you intimately. Okay, how did his first son come? I mean, what happened here? Why are you coming back to me? You know, there's every reason for her to run, but there's every reason for her to stay. You see, God in his wisdom and his grace has allowed her to have a young man named Solomon. And there's a prophet named Nathan who spoke to David and told him about his sin. And she sees a godly man who had the guts to stand up to a king because God told him to. And to say to that king what God told him to say. And she see the same man coming into her house who's shown that God is speaking to him and through him, and she listens. She listens to this prophet. She goes to the house because she remembers what God has said about her son. In verse 24 of 2 Samuel chapter 12, "And David comforted Bathsheba, her his wife, and went unto her, and lay with her, and she bare a son, and he called his name Solomon, and the Lord loved him." She knows that a godly man is talking to her, and God said this about her son, and he sent by the hand of Nathan the prophet. She called his name Jedidiah because of the Lord. See, she set their eyes on what God is doing, not what just people are doing to them. Because as we said, people have a free will, and in their free will, they can do just about any depraved thing we can think of. Man can decide the craziest things ever. But that can't take us off of what God is calling for us to do. It's not like it cancels it because this person did this to me and that person did that to me. There's no focus for my life. There's no purpose in my life. No, we find that purpose as we continue to keep our eyes fixed on the message that God is giving us, the word that God has placed before us, the Holy Spirit that he's poured into us, the angels that he protects us with, the fact that he sits at the right hand of the Father that can hear the very groans of our heart. See, folks, that would have all been gone if she ran off. Because she could have saw this as trouble. He is the oldest. He deserves the throne. I mean, Adonijah is the one who's been around. He deserves it. I mean, he's the oldest child. So, I mean, he's right. He's got a point. Nathan, what are you talking about? No, she didn't do that. She remembered what David said to her. And David keeps his word because he is talking after God redeemed him. Not in the time where he's living in sin. In the time where God has restored him to live as a godly man. He is a man after God's own heart. Please do not cancel the word a man. That hasn't changed. He just chased for God as a deer panted after water. But he is also a man. So David, in his manhood, has now become more controlled, influenced, and directed by God again because his repentance was sincere. You always know repentance is sincere when the person is willing to do whatever God tells them. When a person is making excuses and telling people and projecting things onto other people, and this is the reason why this happened to me, and this is the reason why I'm doing what I'm doing. No. Person has yet to come to a point where they say, God, those people had a chance to do what they did, but you saved me, you preserved me, you blessed me, you kept me, you did this for me, God. So my mind and my eyes are going to be focused on you. That's what led to verse 31 in 1 Kings chapter 1. Then Bathsheba did something that was just unconscionable. She bowed with her face to the earth. What? Because the word bow here means she has her face to the ground, like she's in a temple bowing before God. What? Are you crazy? This is the time when he's old and feeble to get him. This is what you do. You don't sit around here bowing to him. But no, folks, this is what Bathsheba did because he is restored, he is redeemed, and he's still king. So no matter what he's done to me in the past, I see what God has done in his present, how God will bless him in the future. And therefore, since I honor God, I will give the respect to him because I honor what God is doing in his life. That's how forgiveness takes place. It's what I see God is doing in the person's life. When that is not there, the Bible still tells us to keep a focus. Look at 1 Peter chapter 3. "Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may, without the word, be won with the conversation of their wives." In other words, they never go to church, never hear what the Bible got to say. The character of their wives will cause them to have to take God seriously. "While they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear, reverence for God, whose adorning, let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair and spending and focusing most of the time on how good I look rather than the character that I need to bear. But let it be the hidden man of the heart, even the ornament of the meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price." Great price. So even when situations aren't perfect. God is saying, I'm not turning my word away, because I've learned this, folks. When situations are at their worst and I stay focused, God will gain his best and I will come out being better than I ever was before. Whatever people mean for evil, for those who love him, he will turn it around for good. Well, don't forget that part of the verse in Romans chapter 8, verse 28. For those who love him, those who keep his word, those who stay focused on his word, God will take that crooked situation and make it good. Because if you trust in the Lord with all your heart, and we don't lean to our own understanding, he will take the crooked situation and make it straight. Folks, that's what you see here. He's still king. Solomon is not king yet. I'm going to stay respecting who God still has as king. He's God's anointed, just like David did with Saul. He's God's anointed. I will respect that. And I will reverence that because God has restored him. He's still king. I will stay in my lane. I will stay in the structure because I trust God. No matter what is happening around me, I trust God. Folks, it doesn't matter what you face in life. What matters most is that God never leaves you. He never forsakes you. His word is true. It is powerful like a double-edged sword. It can fix whatever situation because it never returns void. You must run this race with your eyes fixed. Stay focused.
Thank you, Dr. Cannings. No matter how dark or dreary it is all around us, we can look up and fix our eyes on God and rely on his word throughout the day. Let me encourage you to call now and get a copy of this series to encourage a family member, a friend, or maybe even for you. Challenge them to take a hold of God's promises and count on them. Visit us online at powerwalkministries.org. That's powerwalkministries.org. Or call us at 281-260-7402.
I challenge you to make our ministry a part of your budget to become a Power Walk partner. It'll be a great thing so that we can make it through the summer as well and all the things we're still seeking to do as we press forward despite everything that is taking place in our country and in our world. God has opened up more doors for us to serve. He's now placed us in different avenues where we're now in Kenya on television. And that is a blessing. They're really giving us a really good price that can help us when we're doing missions, etc., to be in Kenya. So we pray that as God opens these doors, you're not just touching the life that you live. He's touching lives around the world. And that blesses us to do so with integrity as we serve God. And we pray that you would pray for us and also give to us. You send a gift over $25 and we will send a gift to you. I pray that you continue to let God let this ministry impact your life for his glory and his honor. Thank you so much for allowing us to serve you. God bless you.
That's 281-260-7402. Once again, our web address is powerwalkministries.org. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 920-517, Houston, Texas, 77092. And before we leave you, remember, one of God's promises is that if you are a child of God, he will never leave you or forsake you. You can be sure of that. Have a great weekend, and God bless you.